that 7-man protect us a little bit. You know, they just game planned us real good in the beginning, and you know, we gave them a couple big plays, especially a couple passes and stuff like that, that we should have been there. But overall, I think we hung in there, we stayed strong, and we never wavered. So I think with us, you know, we can only get better from here.
How big was it for the defense when you gave up the play, especially that one in the beginning of the second half, to sort of say no more field goal? How big is it for to stop momentum and do things like that, just to do that this game and all year?
Well, it was big because we didn't put a lot of pressure on Carson this game, too, because, you know, he was able to chill. We was up most of the game, and I think with him, you know, it was just good that we put him in great situations. And the biggest thing for us was getting off the field, and I think we did that a whole lot, especially in the second half.
You're on the other side of the ball, but what did you think of the job Carson did today?
I think he did good. I think he handled himself well. I think when the blitzes came, he hung in there, took a couple hits that, you know, a lot of elite quarterbacks do. And, you know, I just like what I see. And I'm just, you know, happy that he's going to get better each week. And that's that preparation. He's been here every day, 5 o'clock. I see him because I usually be the first one. Him and Chase being here, I don't know how long, how early they being here before me, because I get here at 6. So,
EG, when you came in the locker room, you said number 11's for real. And did you foresee a first game like that from a rookie?
Well, I mean, I hadn't seen it from other rookies. Why couldn't it be us? So that's how I looked at it. And I knew he prepared well, and I knew that we gave him good looks in this week, and, you know, it definitely showed up on the field.
What was Coach Peterson like in his debut? I mean, did he seem nervous? Did he seem relaxed?
No, he seemed like Coach Peterson. He seemed the same. He was excited. You know, he wanted us to go out there with energy, and I think that's what we did. And I knew, you know, they was going to make a couple plays in there, but I love the way that nobody pointed no fingers. Everybody stayed together, and we went out there and got the win.
What did you do in the second half to get more heat on the quarterback?
We didn't do nothing. We seen a lot. We knew a lot of their stuff that they was going to do, and it wasn't nothing that we didn't see. It's just we had to get off blocks, and that was just a challenge for us to go out there and get off blocks and keep coming and don't get frustrated, because they was maxing us up a lot, and, you know, which is cool because that's what we expect. But at the same time, we got to go make plays, too, to help the back end.
Well, what's the lead in helping the offense do for the defense late in the game?
It keeps us fresh, definitely, when they getting them first downs. That was the biggest thing for me. I was like, man, they get this last first down, boy, we done.
Do you have a preference of going one-on-one, stunting, bringing the pressure?
No, we really didn't blitz today. We really was, you know, he was leaving it up to the D-line to get after it a little bit and play a little coverage in the back end and force RG3 to beat us with his arm. And, you know, RG3 made some great plays in there, man. And, you know, we knew we was gonna have to dig and grind. And I'm just happy we grinded it out and we stayed focused and we got to win.
Nice. When you came around the corner, you know, down there by the goal line, I mean, you see he's got the football. Take us back through that play.
Well, I was like, you know, I've been going inside and inside all day because really RG3 liked to step up mostly. And so I was trying to cut him off, you know, all game. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to go outside. I've been setting him up inside. So I went outside. I knew RG3 been kind of late with his release a little bit, and he had a hiccup, and, man, I was right there. I didn't know if it was a strip or not, but I know the first one. You know, I just knew I had to go around because I let him off the hook a little bit, too, because it was just like, man, he was holding it back there. And I'm like, dang, if I'd have went outside and speed rush, I would have been there, you know. So it's just playing the games, man. I mean, really, it was for me. I knew I was going outside on that one no matter what. And just so happened he just was right there.